Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 385, Camera Maintenance After the Fact. How are you folks doing? Hey, it's another really marvelous week here in Montana. It seems that winter, I thought it would reappear. It's been a little cold, a little damp, a little snowy. We need it desperately. I hope in your neck of the woods, wherever it happens to be, that the weather is favorable and you've been getting out, making them the clicks happen. Had a number of folks on Twitter, calling it X, it ain't going to work. So we all know what we're talking about when I say Twitter, even though you click on a thing that says X. Anyway, a number of folks on Twitter, I've seen some really marvelous photographs, and people asking me why all of a sudden they see me reposting and supporting much more than I have in the past other photographers in the critter world. That happens to go with my New Year's resolution that coming into the middle of February, I am working hard to do. So you don't have to tag me or anything in your posts. If you have a really clean shot and it doesn't look like it's been photoshopped and cropped and it's just a great shot, guarantee I'm going to let everybody know I think it's a really great shot. Hey, again, this is being recorded on the Adobe Podcast Beta, which will crank out a transcript, which will be linked in the blog post for the podcast. I have not checked, not heard, but iTunes was supposed to be doing that as well. So both of those options, both audio and transcript, are available. Two weeks from now. I thought I was getting better about the calendar, but maybe not. Anyway, 2 weeks from now, Jake and I and Sharon will be in Butte, Montana at the Montana Aviation Conference Convention. We actually have a quote-unquote booth there. We're there for a number of days, and we're there for simply one reason, to say hello to people and help all that we can. Now, I've heard from two folks, and I want to thank you both, saying you're going to show up because even though you don't live in Montana, you wanted to see Montana, and this is a good reason. And I tell you, I'm grateful to know that. So come on by. I will have copies of my book, Takeoff. People want to buy them, get autographed. So come on by. And as a really kind of esoteric note, we will have, Jake and I will, each day we'll have three new 24 by 30 prints in frames there. And the following day, we replace them. So those prints that are being replaced, people come by, I'm going to autograph it and give them to you. Nice 24 by 30 print, aviation. So come on by. Love to say hello, shake your hand, and talk my favorite talk, aviation photography. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. There's a really big Z8, it's not a sale. What is it? I guess it's promotion going on. You can save some serious dinero. I mean, big time bucks, four digits. And then you add on to that the 5% for the Moose discount after you check out. And we're talking some big bucks. And Bedford's, they've got the inventory. They got the great prices. They got the service. And they're not just Nikon folks. Everybody else who shoots other brands, other equipment, needs other things for example, for flash work or cases or the upcoming Eclipse. Bedford's has all of it. And you just mention my name and you'd be surprised how the doors fly open even wider. You'll save some more money. So I want to thank Bedford's for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Please do likewise. Not only will it save you some money, but it lets Bedford's know that all their efforts don't go unnoticed. So thank you, Bedford's.com. So this week's episode, Camera Maintenance After the Fact. Now, I've talked about how I take care of my camera gear. In fact, there is at least one complete Kelby One class on camera maintenance. There is a couple of YouTube videos that I put out and a number of posts. But I had a specific email from Tony this past week, who asks, is there something different I do when I come back from a trip and or project when it comes to dealing with my camera gear? And I said, you know, to myself, I don't think I've ever talked about that process. So now's a good time. All right. Camera care and maintenance. Keep in mind that what I'm going to tell you is probably not recommended by the manufacturer, and it's probably not truly necessary, because I know a lot of people don't do any of these things, and they still are able to go out and take some really marvelous pictures. But it's just the way that I was raised that, you know, when you got done at the end of the day, all the pliers and the hammers and everything got put back in its proper spot, clean and ready to go. So the next time I grabbed it, it was just like it had never been used before. And I guess because of that, I developed what I do with my camera gear. And for better or worse, I passed it on to Brent and Jake. And I do get quite a heart rub when I see they do the same thing. And it's so what is it? Well, I take care of my gear so it takes care of me. And knock on wood, I have never had any issue where my camera gear has gone down and I've been out of work. And that's really the essence of the whole process is this. You can call it the fear factor. You can call it prevention. You can call it being proactive or simply, you know, trying to be planned lucked. But I have to have my gear work for me when I'm out to work. Now, when I'm out shooting, and understand whether I've been out for a day or a couple days or a weekend or a whole week or longer, I kind of have the same regime I do. So when I get home, everything gets taken care of. And the next time I want to go out, I'm ready to go. And it all starts the night before I travel, the night before I go home. So let's just say, let's go with the worst case scenario that I have been somewhere. Let's say, let's go with Zach Zimbog. Zach Zimbog is, well, it's been down, we've had as low as, I think minus 22. Now look at my nose. Maybe it's colder than that. It's a cold, wet, can be very wet environment. So we're going to go with the worst case scenario. So I've been shooting for a week. I'm out in the snow. Snow's falling on the gear. I've been photographing to my heart's content Greek reals. I come back each night. I go through my basic daily regime when it comes to taking care of my gear, bringing it back to room temperature, cleaning it, drying the, making sure everything's clean and dried off after I get it to room temperature, clean the sensor, charge the batteries, wipe the cards, all the basics. So the next day when I go out, it's ready to go. Been doing that for the whole week. Then comes, let's just say Friday night, because I'm flying home on Saturday. Well, Friday night, that's where I start my whole camera maintenance after the fact routine. So prior to actually getting on the plane the next morning, and normally I get in the system as early in the day as I can. So I have everything ready to go before my head hits the pillow. So the current regime, and it changes a little bit each time. So I'm going to be traveling with the Z600 F4 TC. TC mean teleconverter. It has a built-in teleconverter. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take that bag, the gear out of the bag from shooting that day, do my usual maintenance, but a couple things I'm going to add to it. First is that teleconverter. There's a little lock switch. So you have a 402 Wade, a 600 F4 TZ, a 180 to 400. Any of the Nikon lenses that has a built-in teleconverter, I'm going to lock that teleconverter into place so that the teleconverter is not engaged. Now, when you lock it, it can't accidentally become engaged. Now, why do I do that? Because I was told to. It's that simple. I was given the very polite and very firm advice that when I travel, lock the televerter into the non-engaged position. So I've been doing that ever since. I don't understand the logic behind it. I can make a lot of assumptions, but you know what happens when you assume something. But I do that because I was advised to by someone who I totally trust. Okay, so thank you, Mike, for that advice. Next thing I do is I make sure that the batteries in all the cameras are charged 100% before I travel. Why do I do that? There's a number of reasons. It started off way back when, decades ago, and I was traveling. It was back in film days, actually. And I was not making sure that battery was charged. I had a flight that, I don't remember the specific other than it goofed up. My luggage was separated from myself because of it. I got stuck overnight. And then I had this great, great, great shooting opportunity, and I had a dead battery. So I couldn't take advantage of it. And I'm like, this is really stupid. Why would I shoot myself in the foot? Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons why I shoot myself in the foot. And I try to, every time it happens, not to do it again. So before I ever leave, the batteries for both, all the bodies I have with me, they're fully charged. And the cards are wiped off. All the cards are wiped off and they're on the computer. They've gone on the computer. They've been dealt with. They put on the backup. So I have two copies. Boom. So I do that every time before I travel when I've been on assignment. Now, if I'm traveling from the home to someplace, the batteries are charged, the teleconverter is locked in place, the cards have already been wiped. So that's my basic, you know, camera maintenance before I leave. That's, you know, that's the basics. Then I get home. Once I get home, Sharon will tell you, I make a beeline to the office. I leave, when I leave on a project or a trip, I leave the counter where I put my camera gear cleared off. Because the first thing I do is I come home, I'm going to wash my hands, and I'm going to use soap so they're degreased. There's nothing worse than hamburger grease from an airport diner being transferred to your camera gear once you get home. That's just disgusting. So my hands are washed and degreased, and then I take all the gear out of the camera bag. Now, as I mentioned in this scenario, I'm talking about coming back from Zach Zimbab, really cold, snowy, wet. My gear at some point probably got wet, probably got damp. Even though I try, there's a possibility that some moisture got inside the camera bag, and as I went from terminal to the plane to overhead, terminal and home, that moisture from inside the bag could have gotten transferred to like the neoprene cover or something like that. So in the worst case scenario, what I do is when I get back home, the gear comes out of the bag almost instantaneously. And the bag gets left open so air can get inside and get dried out. But more importantly, back to the gear, what I'm going to do, and I could, like I'm saying, this is the worst case scenario. The gear will come out of the bag. And everything will be everything. So all the lenses, they will be laying horizontal. They won't be upended. They won't be standing, for example, on the rear lens cap. They won't be vertical sitting on the front lens cap. They'll be horizontal. I take the caps off, both the rear cap and the front cap. And it's going to be horizontal on the counter. Camera bodies will be open. One of the things I love about the Z9 and Z8 is that it's got the auxiliary curtain. So you can take the lens off and dust is going to be piling into and on that sensor. Because no matter what happens, that sensor still has a minute electrical charge that can suck in dust, or in my case, Maggie fur, especially in this time of year and then again in the end of fall when she starts to shed. So the curtain's engaged, so the camera's there with nothing on the lens mount. The lenses are horizontal, laying on the counter with the caps on both ends off. Why is that? Air can move around. Even though, in theory, and vast majority of time, I'm sure it's the case, everything inside should be 100% dry anyway. I'm just going to make 100% before I put anything away or get ready to go. It's done. So that stuff will all be sitting out, caps off, in the office, not in direct heat by any stretch of the imagination, away from any kind of heater, probably 6-8 feet away from any kind of direct heating vent. And there they'll sit. They'll sit on that counter for a minimum of 24 hours, minimum. Normally, it's more like 36 hours. I'll let them sit. Let's say I get home on a Saturday. They'll sit all day Sunday, and then sometime Monday afternoon, I'll clean the gear. And I'm just going to let them come to room temperature and to the humidity that I have here in Montana and let them sit. Now, let's say, for example, you live someplace really humid, okay? And there's lots of places in the United States that have a lot of humidity. Leaving stuff open, like I just mentioned, when you have a high humidity in the room, is kind of defeating the purpose. So I actually do have, and I still use the dehumidifier cabinet that I did a video on years ago. If you live in a place, Florida, Texas, up the central U.S., none of the places where the humidity can really crank up at times of year, I would have my gear horizontal inside that cabinet so it dries out. And why do I do that? Just because. Now, some of this, and I'll be really honest, is really old school of thought that probably doesn't apply today. But back in the day, old F-mount lenses, back in the days of film, I'm talking a long time ago, the lubes inside of them were kind of organic. And that organic lube could create and would grow and support fungus on the elements. Now that has long time ago disappeared. Our lenses aren't done that way. But I still work under basically, I guess you could say, that thought process. So no moisture in the air means no fungus can grow. And I haven't seen fungus on a lens for decades, but I still work on that premise. So then the gear dries out 24, 36 hours. After that happens, then I actually go and clean the gear. Now, it's more than likely, 100% possible, that when I packed the gear in my bag before I got on the plane the next morning, I'd already cleaned it. I get home and I clean it again. Is this being really incredibly anal? Yeah, it really is. Do you need to do it? Probably not. But knock on wood, I've never had gear gone down on me, and I have been with people whose gear has gone down on them. So it just, what can I tell you? Murphy's Law? I don't know. So after all that period, it dries out, I clean it. Now I clean it basically like you see in the videos I talk about on the website, with a couple exceptions. When I come back from a trip that's more than a couple days, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to pull that battery out of that battery chamber, let the battery chamber dry out. Then I make sure the contacts are clean. I'm going to take your basic drugstore Q-tip. I'm going to put one drop of lens cleanse on it. And I'm going to use that Q-tip to clean out all the little crevices, like around the lens release button and around the between the top of the camera and the prism. I'm going to clean out the hot shoe. I'm going to make sure the actual EVF back viewfinder piece, it gets cleaned out. And I use a number of Q-tips. And I always look at that Q-tip to see how dirty it is. Because even though I was really punctual in cleaning my gear at night, it still finds something. And then I'm going to make sure that all the contacts on the lens mount on the back, the lens are cleaned with a little drop of lens cleanse on a Q-tip. And then I'm going to do the same thing for inside the body. And then I'm going to make sure the grip on the camera gets clean, especially the inside of the grip where your fingertips grab, not so much where your palm hits, but on the inside. I make sure all that gets cleaned up. I put a couple drops of lens cleanse on a clean white t-shirt and clean off that leatherette. And you'd be surprised what comes off, especially if you've been doing aviation. And then when this is all done, oh yeah, I also, I should mention, the back rim of the rear lens cap, that plastic, I clean that off with one of the Q-tips I've used elsewhere on the camera body and clean off any fine debris that's created from the friction of the lens cap going on the back of the lens. And I clean that out. I blow out the rear lens cap because that plastic has static. It collects dust. I clean all that out and I put everything back and everything goes back into that dehumidifier cabinet. It sits in there until I'm ready to grab gear and go out the door for the next assignment. And that's basically, that's pretty much everything really when it comes to camera maintenance after the fact. So I hope that answered the question and I hope that helps you. These tools that we love, we spend time and money on and make our dreams come true with, need some TLC, and it's up to us to give it to them. You folks have a marvelous week. Can't thank you enough for spending some time with me. And remember to make every click your story.